insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, again. On this program, we shall try to come to understand a number more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Give good news to those who have faith and do righteous deeds, that for them shall be gardens with streams running in them. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلٍ. Whenever they are provided with their fruit for nourishment, they will say, this is what we were provided before. وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا, and they were given something resembling it. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. In it, there will be chaste mates for them, and they will remain in it forever. If you remember, in the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the outcome and where the direction that the kafir, the person who is rejecting, deciding to reject the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will lead him to. And that was hellfire, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the hellfire has been prepared for those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's teaching and guidance, and that the fuel for this hell would be human beings and stones, which we said some have interpreted as being the idols that they were worshipping. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in many cases, he compares the two. If you remember the beginning of the surah as well, we talked about, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three categories of people and talked about what types of people there were. Now this is talking about the outcome. After mentioning what happens to the kuffar after rejecting and denying what they realize is truth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided them towards, when they reject it, that happens to them. Then he says, for those who have faith and act according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them, that they will have gardens with streams running in them, and that they will be provided with fruits, and they will have mates that are chaste and pure and mutahhar, as the holy verse says. Now, there's a few points that we would like to benefit from in this verse. One is, for those who have recited the Holy Quran and have looked through the translation, they realize that in most cases where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about belief and faith in the divine, and it says amanu, there's always this following, wa amilu salihat, in most cases, that they also do good. Now we've pointed and hinted this before, but it won't hurt to repeat that it is this combination that makes an individual stay on the right path and continue receiving guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the first verses of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the people, it was describing the muttaqeen, said the people that believe in the unseen, referring to him and the hereafter maybe, and other things that are unseen, the ghaib, which the materialists and those who reject God defy or despise believing in anything that they cannot see or feel, which is not material. So after mentioning that in that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are the ones who pray, keep their connection with Allah. In this verse too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have believed, who have had faith and have done good actions and good deeds, they will have this end result, that after they leave this world, when they arrive in the hereafter, they will be put in paradise, which is they will have gardens with streams running in them. Now, one thing that I would like to emphasize here is sometimes there is some sort of misconception about what عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ means. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, what does that refer to? In especially countries that some of us live in, where there are people who do not believe in Islam, and there are actually people, and many people, that just don't believe in any type of faith and any religion, they talk about doing good deeds and performing good actions. And sometimes that penetrates the Muslims, and we start thinking that good deeds are to give charity, to help others, and stuff of that, things of that nature. In other words, I live my life, I obtain my money through whatever way that I like, and then I do good deeds, I help others, I give charity, I don't harm others, and the likes of that. I want to emphasize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, now obviously it's not only the wajibat, it is not only talking about what He has necessitated us and mandated us to perform in our lives, and it's not only talking about staying away from the sins, it's more than that. It is telling us that we should be giving charity, we should be helping others, we should be staying away from actions that may not be haram, but they're not so good to perform. Although it is saying that, but the important thing is, the least amount that is necessary for people to reach the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be given gardens, that streams will be running through them, is to perform the wajibat. If we don't perform and act according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated us, then just to think that I have faith and I'm helping others and I'm trying not to oppress others and that's enough, that's not going to be enough. As Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayh has been narrated to have said in the second volume of the fabulous and amazing book of Kafi, which is a good compilation of hadith, in there Amir al-Mu'mineen has been narrated to have said that there is nothing that a servant and a human being could seek and reach proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is better than the wajibat, what He has made wajib, what He has asked him and told him that I want you to do. Isn't that logical? Isn't that beautiful that one performs and actually serves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that He has given? We listen to Him and give and perform what He tells us, not what I feel good to do, and whatever I don't feel good to do, then that's not very important. I have performed عَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ. Okay, this, I just wanted to emphasize that the verse, although it is referring to more than just the wajibat, However, the least amount that is necessary for one to enter paradise, as other verses have mentioned, that أزلفت الجنة للمتقين, that the Jannah, the paradise, will be upheld and created for the muttaqin, those who are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which refers to performing the actions that He has mandated, and they've stayed away from the actions that He has said and He has forbidden us to perform.
Allah, Allah, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, Allah, Allah, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah.
Now, another interesting point that we find in this verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. It seems like, as the translation that I read to you also indicates, that the people, the mu'mineen, the believers in paradise, when they are given the fruits from those trees, those beautiful trees and those beautiful gardens, they say, look, this is a fruit that we were given before. It seems like it's the same fruit. It's the same, for instance, apple or banana or the likes of that, indicating that the fruits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving in paradise, at least some of them, will be similar to those on earth. However, as the second part, he says, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا, that all of the fruits, according to some of the interpretations, like Tafsir al-Amthal by Atullah Makarim Shirazi, indicates that, and it's saying that all of these fruits are alike in beauty, in the fragrance, in the taste, and the fabulous taste that they have. It's not like what we find in this world, where if you have a type of fruit like oranges or like tangerines, like bananas, you don't get all of them as being the same in taste or in fragrance or in smell or in shape. You find some very good ones, but then a lot of them are not like that. A lot of them have some black spots on them, some piece of it has gotten rotten or has rotted on the tree, and you won't get all of them looking nice and beautiful and smelling great and tasting the best possible taste of that fruit. But in the hereafter and in paradise, the fruits will be like that. The fruits will be the best that they can be. So they may look the same, but when they are tasted, they are no way the same as what they were, they had tasted and smelled in this world. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says that they will have mates. Now, some may think, reading the Arabic, that it says, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةٌ, that it's mentioned masculine pronouns, that they, referring to what some may wrongly think, that it's indicating that the men will have mates, as this translation has rightfully done. It means that whoever they are, male or female, they will have mates that are chaste, that are mutahhar, that are pure. In other words, as you see in this world, human beings living together, a man and a woman, husband and wife. Now, not every bit of their lives and our lives are nice and sweet. We have arguments. Sometimes I'm not feeling good. Sometimes she's not feeling well. We have some sort of discussion or argument that we may feel a little bad towards one another for a while. But in the hereafter, those problems and other problems which would cause the two mates and the two husband and wife not to be able to be together at all times will not be there. And the last part of the verse tells us that inshallah, those who will enter paradise will be there forever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be one of those who have faith and to who practice and perform the good deeds that He's asked us to do, so that we may be in the paradise that has been mentioned in this verse. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanallah, hamdan lillah. Subhanallah.